All righty. Well, hello. Namaste. Is this thing going, man? Shalom. Gracias. Muchos. Welcome back to the Man to Man podcast show. What's goody, baby? We create a conversation. We're two boys, I guess. Two men. Two boys.
I would like to think I'm a man now. But.
Two, one man, one boy on a mission to create a conversation. We try to, you know, we talk about dating, bro. I don't even know why we do that, but well, man, this is going to be a good one, man.
We're both single.
And so, yeah, so that's what we do on here. So we're man to man. We create a conversation between the modern day dating world and basketball. We got a great episode for you guys, man. I'm excited. Liam and Andy, man. This is your co-host, Andy.
Alongside your co-host, Liam, the Hoopstar Nash.
The Hoopstar Nash. We got an exciting one for you guys. I don't know, man. It's, you know, it's early on a Sunday and we're going to figure it out. We're both back in our respected hometowns from the Dirty Dice, Los Angeles, California. Let's get into it, man. Alrighty, today's episode, man, you guys are tuned into season 3, episode numero dos, right? You know, we're, I guess it's 82. We got 82 episodes out, our season date. Yeah, we're not two episodes into the full podcast. Thanks for the support, man. We appreciate you guys rocking with us. We had a fun trip last week, man. We went to go record our season debut episode, season 3. Debut episode at Dash Radio. That was fun, man. We did a lot of preparation for it. I don't know about you, Liam, but I think it was, I mean, this could be biased. I think it was one of our better episodes, maybe our best one yet.
Yeah, I want to stop you before we get too deep into it because
yeah,
a lot of people that don't understand or maybe not doing the whole podcasting thing, it is so much different when you are in the same room, you know, doing these Zoom things, you know, kind of starting to get old on my, at least on my side, but being in the same room, you can feed and feel just the energy from the other person. You know, if they're like talking about, I don't know, something passionate or has a certain take, I can feel it. I can see it. And it's a lot different. So that's why I think obviously that was probably our best show just because it was, A, we were so excited just to be out there, yeah, and then like just being the energy in studio, it was just good. I don't have anything. It was just really good.
Yeah, it was a good vibe, man. And I think people kind of get like what we're doing now. You know, like we've been on Dash Radio. Shout out Dash Radio. I mean, we got to shout them out, man. Nothing but net, all things basketball channel. We'll get into some basketball at the end of the episode here, but yeah, man, people kind of realize what we're doing, man. We got some other fun stuff in the works right now. We don't want to, I mean, we'll tease it. We just got some, we're joining new networks and things like that. Okay, can I say that? Like,
that's, yeah, fair. I think we shot them out. We can, we just signed to Six Pack Coverage. I guess it's a startup network in greater Nashville area. Got a couple other, you know, bigger, I guess, stars like Albert Hainsworth, shout out Titans fan, on their network and stuff. So
yeah, man, we're excited to rock with them, man. Shout out JP and Griff. Just want to give a quick shout out to Griff, just coming out there and vlogging everything for us. I think we ended up with like 170 videos or something. And I remember on, I guess we stated last week, we were in LA from Wednesday to Monday. And I think Saturday night, you know, we were getting a little toss and turn. And I just kept saying to Griff, I was like, man, 170 videos, man. Good luck. You know, I was like such a douche about it. But yeah, I had a great time. And we, you know, there was the old security dude rocking outside, taking great care of us. They showed great hospitality. They had, I guess, another company in Dash Radio while we were there called Light Boxer. You know, they had some chicks on Instagram promoting the, I don't know, boxing and neon lights environments and things like that. It was cool, man. It was a vibe for us. We got a little teaser out right now of the vlog itself. which is super cool. Shout out Griff for doing that. But I know you guys are probably excited to hear the vlog or excited to see the vlog as well. I know we are. And yeah, just stay tuned, man. But yeah, this is season 3, episode 2. Before we get really into, you know, we'll talk about LA here. We got to shout out one of the ads. Just heads up, there's a motherfucking ad coming y'all's way real quick. Zenvo Watches, man. So today's episode of Man to Man is brought to you by Zenvo Watch is Watch Out. Zenvo, Zenvo has created one of the most unique watch faces in the world with their signature Blade Collection. It's a collection, baby, a beautiful, sleek design with dozens of different colorways to choose from. A perfect accessory for a night out or use as an everyday timepiece. Zenvo's Blade is a must-have in your watch collection. And it's not only just the Blade collection. That's just a collection that we chose from. It's their whole damn website. They're the rock over there. Go to their website. ZenvoWatches.com. That's Z-I-N-V-O Watches.com. And snag a piece before it's too late. Not exactly sure what it would. No, I guess. Yeah, that makes sense. But I was saying it's too late because we're sponsored by Zenvo for another month. So you guys got a month to use our promo code MTM20 at the checkout for 20% off. Help us, stack some bread. Go to ZenvoWatches.com. Get a timepiece, man. I should probably snag a timepiece. I ain't got no money.
I need a new one, I think. I think I got two. One has been old since, you know, college days, and I got one right out of college. I need another, like, just casual and Zenvo watches. I feel like they're just unique enough. You'd be like out on the town and somebody be like, damn, what in the fuck is that on your wrist?
That's what they saying, man. That's got this little these watches, man. I don't want to get into it, you know, too much. But they got these things. It kind of gives you superpowers. You get to choose your superpower. All right, cool, man. So, yeah, L.A. was fun, dude. We're titling this episode Numero Dos, Soldier in Law, man. A lot of people liked our episode title way back called Daddy's Back. Not sure why that got so much attention, but we're just going to kind of play on some words here. Soldier in Law. I don't know if that's going to get a lot of SEO, you know, search engines or whatever the hell that even means. But, yeah, man, Soldier in Law. So appreciate you soldiers rocking with us and Soldier Let's. Ladies, bros, women, what's up, man? LA was fun though, dude. I don't know what we want to really talk about. It was a vibe, like, you know, went out there. Ego definitely came out a little bit. We don't have to talk about it. Ego was definitely out. Went to the Comedy Store, saw Bobby Lee live, got shitted on by this other comedian. Just put my shit in a totally different bad mood, man. I got, you know, like whoever sits front row at a Comedy Store, you're getting shitted on. So
yeah, that's all. I think it was a little set up too, but it was a fun. I mean, that was fun to see some more famous people.
You got to shake his hand.
Yeah, I was in the back coming from the bathroom, and him and his friend, the guy that introduced him out, was like, they were just sitting there shooting the shit, really. And they were like, should I introduce you and whatnot? And I was like, bro,
yeah,
I'm gonna be honest, I low-key don't even know who you are like that. Yeah. And then he just, you know, was like, well, thank you, I guess he'll introduce me and whatever, and shook my hand. But let's start with what was your favorite part, man? Let's get right into it. What would you say your favorite part of the trip was, and how, I guess, why? And then maybe if you could change something, what would you have changed? I don't know. I got my favorite part, so I was curious to see what your favorite part was.
Yeah, favorite part was probably just shout out Jax and Mickey, man. We went to go visit Jax and Mickey. He's one of our buddies from school. He was on Big Brother season 21 a couple of years ago, and he actually won the whole damn show. That last night on Sunday, we felt insane, yes, but we went out to Mickey's. He lives in, Bell Canyon area? Yeah. Yeah, and it was just a total vibe, man. It's so different from LA. You know, you're outside of LA like 30, 45 minutes, and just going out there and being in the mountains, him cuddling us up in those little rocking chairs and giving us wool blankets, and we're just staring at Mars, literally. and just vibing him cooking chicken, dude, for us and ordering pizza. Like, yeah, that was a great way to end our trip, man. Because the whole time we went to Santa Monica, we went to Venice for a night. Everyone looks like a created 2K character or GTA on that fucking beach. But yeah, I'd probably say shout out Mickey, man. Thanks for the hospitality. And we went out there and went to go hang out with him. And because of you, Mickey, I've been cooking my own damn chicken tenderloins.
Like,
I asked him what sauces and seasonings, and he hooked it up, man. I got it all now.
He put you on to the chicken loins. Huh?
The chicken loins are good, dude. They're good. But yeah, that was probably my favorite part. Obviously, besides like recording in Dash Radio, that was a super cool experience for both you and I and Griff, probably. But yeah, man, I think the whole trip was great. Something that I'd change is probably just ego came out, man. I was drinking a little bit too much, and once I got shitted on, I took it out on some other people. So that's probably something I would change.
I would say definitely highlight of the trip was definitely the last night. You kind of get, like I told you this before we went, and I think we both agreed once we stayed on that fifth day was like 2 or 3 days, I'm good. Like, that's all I need, unless I'm like, you know, if we had like new people that were close, like into where we were staying and they were more like friends there, it would have been fine. But like 3 days, 4 days, that's enough. And then let's go home. But I would definitely agree that the last night there, hanging out with Mickey was awesome. Just, you know, you're so disconnected to the whole world out there. You know, you got the sunset and stuff like that. But yeah, I would say also, though, I would say second best, though, was like just being on like Santa Monica Beach. I think that was just, I mean, we were looking a little homeless, no towels on the beach. We were just laying in the sand. But
I was the only one that brought a towel. It's like, I told you guys too. I was like, you guys got your towels? You're like, yeah. You show up, you guys just like sit on the beach. I was like, damn, all right. That's how
it knows? I mean, next time I'll bring my towel, but it was just such a, you know, nice feeling to be out there. The water was a little cold, so we didn't really go swimming.
Yeah.
I know Griff was in the water a little bit, but just walking up and down the beach, you can't beat it. It's a different world out there for sure. So,
yeah, it's Hollywood is dirty, man. You know, people talk about
that's our biggest takeaway was,
yeah, Hollywood is just dirty.
Hollywood was.
We didn't end up going to Central LA. We were in La Brea, but yeah, if you guys like have a chance or have been out to Venice or Santa Monica, like that was super cool, especially because the Dodgers. Shout out to the Braves, man. Shout out to the motherfucking Braves. Let's go beat the Astros, the cheating Astros in the World Series. But it was the Dodgers, like game one against the Braves when we were out there. So we were next to like UCLA and Santa Monica, and you know, we were at a Dodgers bar, and that was super cool. Like, I just had there's good people out there. Everyone's happy and everyone's high.
I think that's another thing we realized too, is like just the vibe. Like, you know, you didn't get any waves in the car. You know, you were trying to wave at people, little southern
thing. I was trying to wave at people, man. Yeah, like we did it all, man. Can we talk about the street light, dude?
Oh yeah, that's all right. So we get our car. We're in the Jeep Wrangler. We're, you know, driving around, and we I guess it was a second day once you started really driving around, and you know, we just were tourists for a little bit. But not only does LA traffic suck, I think everybody knows that LA traffic is just not the best. But half of the problem is there's no left arrows. There's no left green arrows.
Zero left green arrows.
So that's why I think that's the problem there. There's no left green arrows, right?
That was the most frustrating part about driving. It's like, dang, dude, how am I supposed to take a left? And all the lanes are like two lanes, you know, on each side. But yeah, man, that was too close. We did a lot of sightseeing, and we definitely went into those windy roads. Like, you guys that play GTA or just everyone knows what we're talking about, man. And that Jeep, we're just going up and down and left and diagonal up these windy roads, man. We were talking about if we would live there, and it's secluded there for sure. But man, if something happened, like if it snowed in LA, or like, you know, there'd be a lot of accidents down those little roads right there. But
I'm thinking even if you got sick or maybe you cut your hand open, it's going to take you 15 minutes to even get down to the main roads, let alone go to like a to the hospital in traffic.
Yeah, especially if you're upstairs. All right, cool, man. Yeah, LA was fun. Anything else on that? I had a good time. I'd go back. I think we're going to make it a season debut thing. Griff was talking about Man-to-Man takes on Tokyo next. Like, who knows, dude? We'll have to do these, some of these little trips and vlog it. And yeah, dude. It's Sunday, man. It's like I said, we're back here. So we're back to our originality and our home spaces. It's getting comfortable here. The weather is feeling good, man. It's almost snuggle season, man. Snuggle, cuffing season. We'll give it a couple more months, but it's fall, man. There's a lot of things you do have to watch out for. And, that's catching feelings, man. I do it all the time. I'm a Pisces. I catch feelings for people. Just, you know, watch out if you're catching feelings. You can do anything else, man. You can catch a case. JP over there, volleyball dog. What's up? You can catch a fish. You can catch these knuckle sandwich his hands if we find ourselves in a quagmire situation. I looked up quagmire. Everything I'm reading from the screen, guys. You can catch a fade on a blitzing hot summer Thursday on Hollywood Boulevard. You can catch some Z's like Liam didn't do on that Saturday night. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that was a long night. Let's just put it that way.
But whatever you do. Watch out if you find yourself catching feelings, man. Like I said, I do it all the time. I'm a Pisces. We get emotional and want to be calmly seduced. Is that the right word?
I guess. Do you feel like you like to be seduced by other women?
I'm ready for it, man. I really am. It's got to be a warm touch, though. But you never know, you know, and we're going to get into it. You never know if you're going to catch yourself in a rebound situation, and we ain't talking basketball, my guy. So we're gonna talk about how you find yourself in a rebound situation, and I think we might do this on a weekly basis to just get more input from the people out there. We took a poll to Instagram again. This is the second week in a row we did this. So last week we took a poll to Instagram describing we asked people folks. How would you describe Broadway on Nashville? And so on Instagram this week, shout out Man to Man Podcast on all social medias. We're trying to get literally 500,000 followers. 500,000. What are the signs of you being in a rebound situation with someone else? Liam, I'll kind of open the floor to you, and then we can go into some of our answers that you guys gave us on Instagram.
Yeah, I think this is the biggest, like, I guess, unknown in terms of when you're dating. You know, you go out every weekend. Maybe you take out somebody you've never taken out before, and you don't know the true intentions of what they're you know, trying this to be. Are they just hanging out, want to be social, go out and, you know, meet new people? Are they just got out of a long relationship, kind of that rebound, like, I just need to get back in the dating world, or they're looking for a serious relationship? But I think at this point, everybody has kind of been through maybe one or two relationships. Shout out to people that just don't really date anybody serious. But I think we're all in a state of some sort of rebound, right? I think that's kind of what when you brought this question up, I think that was my, like, sitting back and thinking about it, we're all in a state of some type of rebound in terms of.
Damn, bro, you're gonna make me cry over here.
We are. If you've been in a relationship before, maybe it's a serious one, maybe it's just for a couple months, but at the same time, we're all in a state of rebound. So that was kind of what I was thinking about. Just how serious is your rebound? Are you day after, a couple of weeks after? Are you, right. It's been a couple of years now, but I think we're all kind of in that state of rebound.
Gotcha.
Is that not what you were thinking about?
So we're all in a state of a rebound. Damn. Okay. Damn, bro. You got a cold heart.
It's just some. I mean, if you've been in a real relationship before and it's over now, yeah, you're in a state of rebound, I think.
Okay.
It just it's levels to this shit, boy. You don't know yet. You don't know about that.
What you trying to do? What you trying to do?
Yeah, what you trying to do, man?
What you trying to get into? That's got to be the first question, man. That's funny, man. All right. So anyways, you guys answered some questions or some, you guys gave us some great answers and we're just going to read a couple of them. How do you know if you're a rebound? When you have car sex, they can't stop bringing up their ex if she's trying to show you off instantly. I don't think that would ever happen to me. No real attraction or emotion. They focus on you like they're committed, but leave you when it's convenient for them. Only pop into your DMs when they need something. When they only call you when they want something, when she goes back to her ex next weekend. Call me Wilt because I'm grabbing them boards. That's funny. Does it really matter though? They don't really care what you have to say. If they still talk to their ex, only text after 10 p.m. They don't know what they want if they call you by their ex's name. So like I'm seeing a lot of XXX here, you know?
Yeah, I think that's another thing.
When you have car sex, like... That's funny. That's the first one we got on here. But yeah, it's a lot about an ex. If you bring up your ex all the time or trying to show you off instantly, I don't think like I've ever kind of been on a date, at least recently, or like after a breakup at all, where I've showed the other person off on my social media because I probably don't want to show people that I'm like out dating. Or I'm out doing something with somebody else so quickly, maybe. Or B, I just don't want to show them on my social media. And I know a lot of females do that as well.
I was going to say the one time I've seen this was if you take somebody out and maybe it starts as just a one-on-one, you know, you're grabbing coffee or you're grabbing a drink. But if she knows somebody or I know somebody and I see them out, it is like that instant, like, guess who's with me? I got it. You know, it's almost being polite, but at the same time, it is that let me show, you know, my friends who this is so she doesn't seem like she's just an idiot or just like a nobody and show that I'm out. But I think I'm with you on like if I even started to date somebody or see somebody, I'm not just blasting them on my social media like, look at me. I got me a...
Unless they're just bad. Unless they're bad, you know, but that, yeah.
Or unless we've been dating for a while.
Yeah,
we've been going out a couple times, then she could sneak on the Instagram story or whatnot. But
a rebound situation, man. Yeah, we all have been through it, man. We all have been. We're probably all going through it. There's somebody that's listening right now that's going through it, where they're like, yeah, I got a roster, you know. I got a starting three or a starting five. Shit, I wish I had a starting negative two. But somebody's going through that where they're talking to somebody and maybe like only text after 10 or they don't know what they want. It just might not be as serious. Somebody said, does it really matter though? Damn, how many times you gotten rebounded off of?
Shit, how do you know though? How do you actually know if you're a rebound? You just got to ask them really. It's like,
yeah, just kind of ask them.
Their previous dating situation. And I think most of the time, if you just came out of a serious relationship, you're pretty easy to tell another person, like, if you're starting to see, like, I just got out of a long relationship. I don't want to move too fast. I think that's kind of generally, like, a very easy question and statement in terms of, like, people are willing to share, like, I don't want to move too fast because I just got out of a long relationship.
Right. That's interesting, man. I had a friend that was, you know, dating this lady, bro. I'm gonna call this female a lady, bro, because situation didn't end up great for this guy. But he was dating this chick for like 6 or 7 weeks. They end up going to a bar, of course, and she ends up seeing her ex and leaves with her ex. Guy was devastated, man, down astronomically. And so we've, you know, spaceshipped, rocketed it off, man, me and him. That sounded weird.
Yeah.
Anyways, I was just there for him, you know, I was there for the guy. So he was a rebound and I've been there. So yeah, that's what's up, man. Okay, cool. So that's a rebound stage. Anything else on that?
No.
You guys let us know. And I guess thank you for letting us know. And then we had another question that we took to Instagram. What are the signs of a fuckboy? And I feel like I got called out on this one, like a lot.
I don't know. this is also kind of in the rebound stage in terms of like if a girl does something like you just mentioned in that story of just leaving with their ex, it turns the girls turn us into fuckboys. We don't start as fuckboys. You know what I mean?
That's so true. I've never
I think we're both actually very nice and genuine people, but there's times when we turn into fuckboys because a girl has done something stupid like leaving with an ex or I don't know, fucking some other dude or whatever. But we're not just come out the womb fuckboy. It's stuff that
I've been in and out of the fuckboy stage. I don't like it, you know. I don't like being mean to people. Anyways, this is what you guys said from Instagram. Hater blockers Abercrombie and Fitch cologne says rad a lot. I don't think I know anybody that wears that shit anymore. Okay, when he only talks about how good you look, that's fair. Red receipts. Okay, will fuck you on the first date. White sunglasses. That's funny. Wears a necklace chain, white t-shirt, and their Snapchat is always blowing up. Stephen A. Smith. Damn. Has a Saturdays are for the boys flag hanging. Yes. Doesn't have a good relationship with his mom. Constantly flirts and responds to your stories, but never actually tries to hang out. Sure. Only communicates through Snapchat, IG, selfies, chain again. Someone said all of your qualities. Damn. That's fucked up, man, because I'm the one that asked that. They call you hot and send me the compliment. Sometimes I say excuse you out loud when I sneeze. Chains, Sunday football with beer, Kyle Kuzma fan when he hasn't take you out on a real date and only hits you up at night. So I'm seeing here a lot of chains, which is kind of fucked, man, because I wear like my grandma's chain. I hope people like it. And then, I guess constantly like hits you up at night is what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Only calls you hot, signs of a, I mean, sure.
I just think it's more of a, let's just be fuck buddies instead of, that's what I'm feeling. If you're a guy, don't have that mindset of just trying to go out and fuck somebody, right? That's all I'm saying.
I hear that.
Maybe try to get to know her and talk about maybe some, you know, how her life is going, career goals. And then you can move into the, you know, let's maybe take it to the next level. But if you coming out the gate, just, you know.
Yeah, just saying like, hey, what's up? You're hot. You know, like, what's your snap? Yeah, all those are definitely like, you know, signs of, I guess, first stage signs of being a little F-boy. Football, though, Sunday football with beer. I don't know. Okay. Only communicates through Snapchat. I kind of like Snapchat texting. Oh shoot, I probably shouldn't have said that. Okay, cool. So those are, you know, we took those to Instagram. We'll probably do some more questions next week. I think our initial, I guess, concluding thoughts on both of those was rebound. You know, watch out with the whole X talk and just, you know, read the room, man. It's probably not that hard to catch yourself in a rebound situation. And then signs of a fuckboy. There's fuck girls too, man. I feel like fuckboy can be a girl or a boy.
Yeah, I think it's just a mutual idea of, I don't know, of the both male and female.
So yeah, I'm trying to think if I did anything fuckboyish like recently. You know what I gotta stop doing, man?
I mean, I don't know what you want to talk about, but we can get into some things about not even before LA. Before we even got to LA, you calling me up talking about you down in Fort Lauderdale just doing your thing or Palm Beach.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but what were you going to say?
I put my like Bumble location, like this is probably not what you're talking about, but I was in this hotel and I put my Bumble location like less than a mile radius, I guess.
Because you're trying to find out who's in the hotel.
Yeah, I was, you know, I was trying to say hello. I was trying to say hello to somebody. Just hello. That was all it is. But with that being said, we are going to get into the second half of our episode. Appreciate you guys rocking with the Man to Man Boys. Go follow us on social media to answer all of our Instagram takeaway questions. We loved all those answers. It's Man to Man Podcast. Appreciate the support. If you're enjoying the episode, throw 4 stars. Psych, throw the 5, baby. We're trying to get up there on Apple Podcasts. And before we get into this back half of the episode, we got another ad. Y'all can skip this part or you can listen. Let's rock. Prize Picks. Prize Picks, man. We're sponsored by Prize Picks, if you didn't know. It is the best daily sports betting app on the market. It's an over-under app if you love prop bets. I know Liam, Jonathan Perez, and Grifster and I like prop bets, right? Not really, but we use them. We all use Prize Picks. We love it, man. You absolutely will too. We actually do like it, man. We were in California last week, and it was the only betting app that was legal in the whole state of California. So we were rocking with Prize Picks, man. Especially the great part about Prize Picks, man, they'll match up to $100 on your first deposit if you use our promo code. That's MAN. The promo code is MAN. M-A-N. Non-case sensitive. When signing up, you throw 100, you're right. You got some store credit. So you got 200 to play with, my guy. Let's touch something. Okay, let me take another breath here because we're not done with the ad. Go over to Prize Picks in the App Store. They're also sponsored by the Braves. Shout out Braves. You guys are going to lose to the cheating Astros, but go Braves. But yeah, go over to Prize Picks, man. Go win yourself some money. Okay, cool. So Liam is still here somehow. We like to listen to each other. And Jonathan Perez, I'm messing with you, JP. JP is here, man. We missed you, JP, last week. JP is going to hop on our back end of this episode and talk some ball with us. We got the NBA season openers, opening games that came to a wrap last week. We're on to a new week this week. So thanks for hanging, JP. Anything new with you, dude, while we were out in LA or what we kind of talked about you in the episode, the start bench cut. We appreciate your help on that. Don't know what your answers would be, but yeah, anything new with you, man? It's good seeing your face. It's good to be back home, John.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here, man. It was sad not being out in California. I thought about coming in here and saying y'all cut all my lines just to really make sure the listeners knew the dynamic we got going on. But no, I didn't make it out there, and it was sad. And it was, you know, I'm just hanging out. Another Clemson loss this weekend, which was really unfortunate.
I was gonna say, I don't know if we were gonna bring it up, but you brought it up, so we got to talk about it a little
bit.
It's like
a reoccurring event with you guys, man. Are you guys tanking, or what seems to be the catastrophic disaster over there in South Carolina?
Yeah, it's been ugly. The same problems are just kind of bubble up again. And honestly, Pitt's just a better team than us this season. Pitt's pretty damn good.
That Pickett boy is a stud.
He is. They lost to Western Michigan. Shout out the old Broncos. That's my parents' alma mater, but they lost to Western Michigan at home early in the season, and since then they've been outscoring opponents like 300 something to like 50. They've been dominating. So it's we got rocked. It is what it is, and we keep moving on. That's why I'm happy to be talking NBA and why it's the NBA season going. I'm happy about it.
Damn, JB. Let me ask you a question real quick. Mm-hmm. Have you ever caught yourself in a rebound situation? We ain't talking basketball.
Mm-hmm. I am familiar, and I have certainly in my life found myself in that situation. You know, sometimes, you know, you're on a hot streak and then you miss a shot, you know, you things go a little way and then you got to hit a rebound, and I've been there.
Damn. I guess we all have. What did you say, Liam? You said it was,
we're always in a state of rebound. If you've ever been in a relationship, you just are always you're always going to be in a state of that rebound. So
okay, and then real quick on that second thought, JP, what are your initial signs of a fuck boy or a fuck girl, a fuck woman, lady?
So I'll say the initial signs of fuck boy, fuck girl, the whatever term you want to use, somebody who fits that description, I'd say if this is the first time you're ever meeting somebody and they immediately start talking some horny shit about somebody, they are definitely in that category. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I remember I used to work with this dude, right? And we work at a sandwich shop, one of the least horny places. We got to walk. And we make sandwiches. And I had met this dude for like 10 minutes. And this woman walks in. And she was attractive, to be fair. But he like nudged me. He's like, dude, I'd be all up on that. I was like, bro, it is 11 o'clock in the morning, dude. Like, how are you this horny while making sandwiches? So, and he ended up being a fuckboy. So that's kind of how I exist.
So you think a fuckboy is just, it's kind of like what a lot of people said. They're just calling you hot and hitting you up at their 10 p.m. And that's the only compliment. Just trying to objectify other human beings.
Yeah. They don't ever think they're in the rebound. They just think they're constantly on offense.
Right. Right. Which can definitely turn. I mean, what was it? What's the saying, Liam? O is the show. D is the key. I got to put some defense out there.
Or the sandwiches, just, you know, some people just get real horny around sandwiches, man.
Yeah, I will say, no. On top of that, dude, like, I will say, turkey, and I think it's ham, they got a distinct smell to it. And they're moist for the most part. You know, I don't know what that guy was thinking. I don't have the same fetish, but I maybe can see how that would turn him on.
Maybe, man. Some people just like that.
But I don't think
it was turkey. If it was the turkey, totally different problem. Because then I used to have to work with the same turkey he worked with. And I'm not about that. But
I was gonna say, yeah, you were touching that same turkey, but no, objectifying. Good for you, man. Fuck that guy, dude. Nah. Hopefully he's up to better days. Okay, cool. So, man, this is awesome. Let's do the trivia question, man. We're gonna get into some
trivia question.
Yeah. So, trivia question for this week, Mr. Andy, is opening night. We just, you know, just went by it. So, who has scored the most points on opening night? Who has scored in NBA history? Who has done it? Who has scored the most?
Who has scored the most on opening night in NBA history?
From the start to now.
Okay. I'll take my hint.
I guess the hint would be he's no longer playing.
That's the same hint you give every single time.
I mean, if I start giving you too many hints, you're just going to get it right every time.
All right, let me get a question here. Western or Eastern Conference?
I don't know. Back in the day, who did I have no idea. So
JP, you know the question, right? Western or Eastern?
Yeah. So back Eastern Conference, right?
I think if we're going, so I think the question is in a single game, correct? Like on one single opening night game.
Yeah. Who has scored the most points?
Right.
Yeah, so it was in one game, and I believe when he accomplished it, he was in the Western Conference. I believe, but it could have been either, honestly, because he played in both. I know that.
Man, I'm thinking of like a Bill Russell because he put up like 72. Probably at some point. I have no idea if he did or not. Kobe, 81 points. I'm even thinking about like a wild card here, maybe like a Brian Skalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalal an opening season, I'm going to probably just say that like a Steph Curry, probably with like 43 or something. Also, the guy's pulling up 25 in the first quarter. Like, you know, let me say 45 since he ended with 45.
Well, that's a good guess. Obviously, again, what's your record on trivia question? Because that's not right. So you've had like two or three now.
Damn.
Two, three, that's not bad. Almost 50% if we had like.
Is Steph Curry close?
No, not okay. Even close.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Cool. We'll throw that on.
Social.
We got to call social media something else.
What would we call social media?
I don't know.
Think just about not, that. Not social, just we just, you know, throw it up into the cloud somewhere, right?
We'll throw it in the cloud.
Yeah.
Yep. You guys can find it. That's good.
Yeah. So let's go to man to man worthy. We're keeping moving. This is kind of a recurring thing that we do, but we're also gonna do this with JP. So JP, I think that I don't know, we have some topics I guess that come up during the week, and we're going to see if it's worthy enough for us to give our take or keep it moving, which most of the time we, you know, don't think it's worthy enough to talk about. So we'll just keep going. So I think that's how we'll set it up for you. So bring it to us. What do we got this week? Man, worthy to keep it moving.
Yeah. So we'll start off. talk about what's probably been the biggest storyline in the NBA so far that has nothing really to do with the games. Talk about Ben Simmons, the man himself. He dominated the offseason. He's dominated the season so far despite not even seeing a minute. He was in practice practicing with his phone in his sweatpants pocket. Doc Rivers had to kick him out. It's been a big deal. And now he said he's not mentally ready to play. And his teammates respected it. The organization respects it. Is it a PR move? Do they actually respect it? Who knows? Only they know. But for us, is this worthy of talking about? Is this moment in time for Ben Simmons man-to-man worthy?
I'll let you go, Hoop.
I think it's worthy for sure. I mean, despite everything that we know that's going on and we don't know what's going on, I think it's worthy enough for us to at least mention it because everybody else has been talked about it or is still talking about it. But biggest thing for me is I don't think Ben Simmons is going to come back and play for the 76ers. I know that he came out and he kind of mentioned that he doesn't want to, but now that he's stepped away a little bit and away from the team, this is just theatrics in terms of just if he's going to I guess he tried to go back and play a little bit and, you know, get in that atmosphere of in the arena, but now he's totally away from the team and he won't be with the 76ers if we see him play basketball again this year. So who knows? I don't know what you think.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. Ben Simmons is just there, right, to not be fine, lose money. It's a different situation from Kyrie. Simmons, I guess what on opening night, Joel Embiid eats a cheeseburger, comes out to the court and says, "Hey, you know, Ben Simmons is still our brother. I know there's some drama going on, but at least we're not watching the fucking Notebook every night. I know it might seem like it." Here's my thing, dude. The 76ers are going to be good regardless with or without Ben Simmons. Daryl Morey is saying that this is going to be a long marathon for these guys. They're not going to give him up unless they get a really good trade out of it. And the 76ers, they win their opening night against the Pelicans, but then we saw what happened against the Nets. They're up like 16 points or something in the fourth quarter, and then the Nets go on a 16-1 run in the very last couple of minutes right there. And you just see that the 76ers don't have kind of their go-to guy. And Tobias Harris signed millions and millions of dollars for, I think, a 4-year deal or something like that. Same with Embiid on another extension. And they're just looking for that next guy to step up. And Liam and I have talked about it. We don't even think that Ben Simmons or Embiid is the duo that maybe the Philadelphia 76ers need, regardless of even coming out first in the Eastern Conference. So Ben Simmons is kind of a lost cause in what's going to happen next. I don't think any of us really know, but I think there's one thing that we can all agree on is that Ben Simmons won't be seeing him in a Philadelphia 76ers uniform. He'll probably do the Harden thing, just sit out, you know, show up to practices. He can get kicked out, whatever, but you know, he's got other assets that are outside of basketball. So it's going to be tough for him to like sit out practices even. So I think we won't see him in an official uniform on the actual court, but maybe still in practice. I don't know. How do you get away around that?
Well, I think that was good. I think we've been talking about this kind of lead up towards the season, and now we're kind of letting it see how it falls out, but we're both kind of in agreement on that one for sure.
I think there's another thing. Actually, there's another thing with his back is what he's saying. Right. So he's got the back injury, and then that's why I think he's trying to find that excuse to not practice.
Right.
And not mentally. Well, there's the thing, there's in the NBA contract, there's the thing, if you're not mentally, I guess, like stable to practice or play. And I think that's kind of the route that he's going.
Right. So.
All right. Cool. Ben Simmons, whatever. Next topic, JP.
Yeah, what we got?
There you go, sir. All right. So on a much different note, a much more positive note, the man Steph Curry has decided that he is once again just going to do what Steph Curry does. And early this season, he comes out against the mighty Clippers, the Kawhi-less Clippers, to be fair, but still a pretty damn good team. And in the first quarter, puts up 25 on perfect shooting numbers. And if you watch the game, he couldn't have missed if he was chucking it up backwards from half court in the first quarter. He was doing Steph Curry things. They end up pulling out the win. He drops a 40 bomb. However, it's only just one game. Do we think this is man-to-man worthy tonight?
I'll say no, but foreshadowing to maybe some awards down the road. Steph Curry is definitely going to be in contention somewhere on that list of mine. So I don't think it's worthy. Good guy. I mean, a great game from him for sure. But we kind of expect this from Curry.
We've seen it before. Keep it moving.
And this one was fascinating because I haven't seen anything like this in a long time, especially from two guys of this caliber. Besides maybe Draymond and KD going at it a few years back. I'm talking about Dwight Howard and Anthony Davis on the Lakers bench in front of everybody in a packed stadium having a physical altercation. They are pushing each other back and forth in each other's face. It was a big deal. And then, of course, it led to a loss. Do we think that's man-to-man worthy?
I think that says a lot more than the Lakers just starting 0-2. So, yeah, I think when you have somebody like AD or Dwight that are both kind of ego-heavy people, you know, Dwight's a pretty boy, is always, you know, on the sideline making noise. And then you're, I guess, almost into a role of being your best player. AD, once LeBron retires, is going to be the best player on the Lakers, and he's going to be, you know, kind of franchise guy. But when you try to go at, you know, AD like that, it just shows there's so much more than just, you know, it's more of a chemistry issue for me more than anything. And AD has to, you know, kind of be that leader and show Dwight, like, yeah, I'm talking to you, whatever. I'm glad they're getting it done and all that chemistry figured out stuff right now and towards the end of the year, because then people kind of set in the role. I don't really know what else to say in terms of, yeah, it's not a great look if you're sitting on there as a Laker fan. So
yeah, I think everybody's got a little soldier in them. at some point or another. That's
funny. I mean Magic Johnson tweeted, was like, I've never seen this before. And it was like, I'm sure there's going to be some pushing and shoving, but don't make it during a game. That's my biggest thing. During a game, do that stuff in practice, because I know that stuff happens in practice. Right. Just not a great look for them, for me.
Yeah, I pretty much second what Liam said. Not a great look in front of, yeah, I mean, opening night in front of, you know, thousands and thousands of people, celebrities, all eyes are on you. The game is telecasted. So, yeah, not a great look. These guys are really comfortable with each other. You know, they won a championship. I mean, they not like that, no homo.
Yeah, I mean, you are talking about Dwight Howard out here. You never know, man.
I know. He's probably grabbing left nut or something. But, yeah, no, they won a championship together. This is pretty much like the team from a couple years ago. They'll figure it out, you know, if they – whatever team LeBron's on, they just make changes every single year. So it's always hard for LeBron's teams to kind of start out 2-0, 4-0, 10-0. You know, they always kind of slowly get into the mix of things. But I tell you what, it doesn't help when you got, like Liam said, two juggernaut heads that are just going back and forth at it, especially during the game.
What do we got next? We're going to go into our, I guess JP wrote a blog for us as well. I guess it's been a week or so now, but, JP, take us through what you wrote about, and then we'll kind of give our takes on your blog and these awards that are going to be handed out at the end of the year.
Yeah, definitely. So to preface, this is something I've done on my own and for other websites and blogs for the last 3 years. And what I do is right at the beginning of the season, I try to guess every award that the NBA gives out, everything from MVP all the way to Coach of the Year. And I've been pretty decent in the past. I'm actually, so for the last 2 years, I was 2-for-2 on Rookie of the Year. And every year at the halfway mark, I make adjustments. So if you include those, it's basically out of 12, I'm about 5-for-12 of the last year. Not bad, the last 2 years. Nice. Would love to be better. And I can say I made these picks on Tuesday on opening night. It's been about a week. And I already do not feel good about some of these picks. I actually already have to walk one back, I think, which kind of sucks. You never want to do that, but that's part of the game. So. What I just give the person I think it's going to be, why it is, and then some betting odds. And if y'all are ready, I'm ready to just hop right in.
Yeah, let's do it, bro. What's the first one? Cool.
Yep, so MVP, biggest award, first one I always talk about, most I talk about. This year, I'm taking Joel Embiid, and I got him on Vegas Insider at plus 700. Odds kind of – every single one of these odds you can probably pretty much find within plus 100 of each other typically. And the reason I'm taking Big Joe this year is I think honestly last year he stays healthy and Nikola Jokic doesn't have like the best big man season of all time. He probably wins it. And I think without Ben Simmons in the roster and playing a lot, he's going to be the guy. I think the Sixers are going to be good. I like Big Joe, and at plus 700, I think it's pretty good value. So that's why I took him there. And then my sleeper pick, I always take a sleeper pick, which is a guy, a longer shot. I'm taking Trae Young. I always take Dame, typically take Dame here, but I think he's just an MVP candidate now. He's not really a sleeper. So I'm taking another score first, undersized guard. I'm taking Trae. I had him at plus 1600. The dude is showed in the playoffs last year. He's a superstar. He's a bona fide guy who's going to be in the league a long time. Hasn't really turned it on quite this year yet. He's starting a little slow, but that's just how it goes. In March, the dude's going to be cooking guys and putting up 30, 40 a game, and I think that's going to matter a lot. So sleeper at plus 1600, I had Trae.
Well, I like that. I guess this is my foreshadowing to from earlier, but I think Steph Curry is this is his year to really push it in terms of he's still kind of waiting for Klay to get back on the floor. He's already showed that he can, you know, get in, just not miss a beat, basically, in terms of scoring the basketball. They're winning some bigger games right now. I know it's still early, but I think Steph Curry, if they can make a, you know, top four appearance in the Western Conference, I think for me, what I've seen so far is Steph Curry is right where he needs to be, and he's going to try to get back to that, I guess, championship level that they expect out of the Warriors team. So for me, my MVP right now would, I think he could get it, and I think he's on that mission this year. So
that's interesting, man. I got to go with Malik Monk. never mind. No, same team though. LeBron James is my guy. The MVP award goes to the guy who typically makes it the farthest, right? They pick it right before the finals. It's got to be LeBron because LeBron will be at that finish line right there. He's averaging, I'm reading here, boys. Thank you. 29.5 points, but he's shooting 50% from the 3-point line. I'm to take a wild guess here. That's probably the best in the league. Shooting 51.2 field goal percentage. And he also is LeBron. He dishes the ball. He does everything. Gets everybody involved. LeBron's been snubbed of multiple MVPs in the past couple of seasons. I think if LeBron and this team make it to the finals the way that they should, it's an easy pick for him.
Good deal. Yeah. All these picks, every single one of these are voted on before the postseason. So these all happen up until the postseason, but then they all get announced throughout the postseason. It's a whole big deal. But I can see both those happening. I like them both, and may we all somehow win some money, at least one of us. All right, so next up I think is the second biggest award, which is Defensive Player of the Year. It's super, super predictable the past couple of seasons, and I was really excited this year because I love it when on-ball defenders win this award. The most recent one we had was Kawhi, but even Kawhi's a true wing. I really wanted to pick Ben Simmons for this award, but I'm not going to because he's not going to play, which really sucks. So I'm taking Rudy Gobert. It's a super boring pick. I got him at plus 380, which is nothing for future awards. But I think he is the best defensive big in the league. He is, and the Jazz are one of the best defensive teams, so that's pretty much a recipe for success. So I'm taking Rudy. It's boring, but it is what it is. Can't really say anything about him that hasn't been said. And then my sleeper pick this season is actually DeAndre Ayton, another big. I got him at plus 3,000. The reason I like DeAndre for this is not only because he's a good defensive player, but also he did not get an extension from the Suns when a lot of other really good young players from his draft did. The front office and him couldn't come to an agreement. He wanted 5. They could only give him 3, yada, yada, yada. He's basically playing in a contract year now, and that guys in contract years like to play better. So I can picture him, DeAndre Ayton, putting out some stupid defensive stats. The Suns have not started hot. I think they'll pick it up. I like DeAndre on Ayton as my sleeper at plus 3,000.
I think, at least for me this year, I think Giannis, we kind of know what he is, so he's not going to be an MVP, I guess, obviously, because I got Steph doing it. So I think for defensive player of the year, Giannis is going to show, you know, all his versatility. The Bucks got better this year, so I can just see him winning defensive player of the year. So that's who I got. I got him at plus 700, so still pretty good.
I'm going to go a guy that's plus 800, and our boy over in Indianapolis, Miles Turner. Miles Turner is just a freak of nature. He already has, in the first 3 games, at least 3.5 blocks. It's just a guy who's very tall, does yoga in the offseason. No one's doing that, brother. He's the lengthiest guy and most flexible guy on the court. He can do it all. But we're talking about defense here, and you know, you don't want to try to Euro step your way and travel into a big Miles, 7 foot five Miles Turner guy downstairs. So that's my pick.
I guess with that, I'm gonna namaste you guys out of here, and thank you guys for tuning in to us. We are Man to Man Podcast on all social media, so get at us if you want to keep up with us daily. But I'm gonna namaste you guys out of here, okay? Namaste.
I'm a soldier and talk namaste, baby. Let's get it. It ain't about nothing. I'm straight hustling.